Welcome to the For the Gram podcast. Thank you for joining Vic from The Stump Shop and Dom from M Inspired Living. Each week, they discuss current social media trends, their experience as content creators, family life, and everything in between. Now, let's get right into this week's episode. This intro was brought to you by Eric Spensley from Spensley Design Co.
All right. Good to have Eric back doing our intro this week. I got to say, I like Eric better than like the steel cage guy.
Yeah, it's soothing anyway, voice, that's for sure.
Welcome back. Another week, another episode. And I have to say, this week, I'm in the presence of a celebrity because the guy that I do the podcast with now has a blue check mark at the end of his name on Instagram.
Just speed it up here. You only have me for 10 minutes.
It's now the Stump Shop blue check mark.
That's right.
You're verified now. I want to make this whole episode about Instagram verification. Since you're now verified, you are a bona fide celebrity now. You're right up there with The Rock and Celine Dion. And I don't know if they even have the blue check mark, but I assume they do.
Yeah, I don't think they need it. But if they do, it's the old way of having it, not the way I got it.
And Vic at the Stump Shop, he's right up there with them, hobnobbing with the rich and famous.
That's right.
So let's talk. I do seriously want to talk about this because let me start off by saying I don't have it. I still can't do it. Like, I know you messaged me. You've had it for what, about a week now, I would say.
About a week, I think it was last.
For you.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So you messaged me that day, hey, we can get verified now. I was all excited. I went like into Instagram immediately and I'm searching all the settings. I'm like, what the fuck? I don't see it anywhere. I still don't have it.
Should we actually, maybe I shouldn't even ask you. I don't even care what you have to think anymore. These unverified peasants. But I'm thinking if I should even continue this episode until you're verified. I don't know if I should be able to.
You don't know if it's the real me or if you're. That's right. Talking with an imposter.
I might be talking. You might be just an angry soccer player for all I know.
No, but I still hopefully it's coming soon. But because I'll say right now, I want to try it. I want to, you know, sign up and see if it has any effect, if there's any value in it. But
you have that much extra money to waste, that you just can't wait to. Yeah, just money's falling out of his pockets.
It is. You see, right now, some fell out of my pocket.
Put that back in there. I need that to pay for my pennies. July's verification.
Pennies. You can't even use them anymore.
It is funny because obviously one thing I'll say right now is I personally, yes, I'm verified, obviously through the Meta verified. I bought my checkmark. I feel terrible for actual people that were verified prior to this that had a legitimate blue checkmark due to their status as a famous person, basically, because you had to always prove yourself through media reports and stuff in the past to get it. I still think that the Meta verified service very, very early. So, you know, we don't have much juicy info about it yet. Should have been a different color check mark.
Yeah.
I still think, it's not fair to the actual celebrities that all of us now have the same color check mark. And there's no way to tell when someone got their check mark. You know what I mean? So it's, I don't know. That's just my opinion. Even though I have it, I'm not worthy to be in the same category as The Rock.
No, I agree. Totally.
Maybe like the ultimate warrior in me, kind of on the same page, but not The Rock.
Not even close.
Not even close.
I would say like maybe like Hacksaw Jim Duggan.
Hacksaw. Remember him?
Hey, the Iron Sheik died.
Is that the guy with the point, like the curled up toes?
Sorry, the guy with the pointy shoes. Yeah, the Iron Sheik.
That guy just died now?
Yeah. Today
China died too, but that was like in 2016.
That was like 18 years ago.
No, I just thought I saw her the other day trimming the lawn, so I even said to my buddy, I'm like, dude, it's China. And then we looked it up and she died a long time ago. But
Julius Caesar died too, did you know that?
I did. Kills me on the Ides of March 44 BC.
That's right, March 15th.
There's nothing I don't know about
I had to learn a speech from Julius Caesar in high school.
A soliloquy.
Yeah, soliloquy. Friends, Romans, and countrymen, lend me your ear.
Yeah, vini vidi vici. Remember that?
That wasn't part of it. If Instagram is listening to this podcast, they're going to take away your blue check mark.
It's quite the opposite. Now that I have that check mark, I can say anything I want. That's part of the, when you click the check mark, it says, like, you know, once you get this check mark, feel free to say anything you want and people will believe you. But why don't I run you guys through a little bit about the
process? You know, I just realized, like, now in my, as you're talking, I'm not listening to you. I'm saying that soliloquy in my head and I still remember it.
You do, eh? That's crazy.
Friends, Romans, and countrymen, lend me your ear. I come to bury Caesar, not to praise him. The evil that men do live after them. I want to say that's very, if my grade 10 English teacher is listening to this, my very good work getting me to learn. Like, that stayed in my head all these years. That's, look at that.
Very impressed, man. Fantastic.
I'm not impressed. Like, that's useless information and there probably something important got booted out for that, but
that's right.
My grade 10 English teacher, Mrs. Grande.
No, she kudos.
She would never listen to this, but very good. Look at that.
Yeah, good. You did
well. All right, anyway, good.
Okay, anyways, all right, back to the verification. Ever since I got it, I've got quite a few messages, to be honest, maybe like 8 messages about how is it? Any difference? How do I do it? I just talked to someone today about how do I do it. And for starters, it's in your settings. And I signed up when the Americans were allowed to get blue check marks. I signed up for some list, apparently, that I was going to get notified when it was available here. Did you ever sign up for that?
I didn't even know that was a thing.
I got some notification saying, like, are you interested in being notified when it's available? Yeah. And I said, yes. And then I didn't get notified at all. So I ended up, my buddy at work was like, hey, look, my friend who has like 240 followers is now verified.
Yeah.
I was like, no way. Is he Canadian? He's like, yeah. So immediately I went to my settings and then a whole section called Meta Verified appeared. You click on it. For me, the process was incredibly fast. When I say fast, it asks you basically, the first thing they want to know is how are you going to pay? Because you have to pay monthly for this service. And then they go ahead and say, okay, let's lock in your photo. It has to be a face photo. So I was very lucky. I didn't have to change mine, even though it's a full body. I guess they were satisfied with that because there's a part of me that's just like a lot of people out there. Once you've had the same photo for, I'm talking years, it's hard to change it because that's what people know you by and all that. So they let me keep my photo. You did have to put your real name that matches your government ID. So that part, you know, whether you want to keep your name a secret or not, that I hated that part. But then you take a picture of your driver's license front and back, send it in, and then they say, okay, thank you, we're checking. And 1 hour later, I had my check mark. So that was awesome. Yeah. It said it's going to take up to 48 hours. And then ever since I got that check mark, absolutely nothing else has changed. Really? Nothing for me personally. So,
what about like all these promises of, you know, like access to customer service and like, is there anywhere, have you noticed, like, is there somewhere now in your app that you can go to ask questions or reach out to someone?
Not really. No. I mean, there might be if it gets to that point where I need it. Maybe if I need customer service, I can go to my Meta Verified section and see if there's some help available. But if you guys remember, we did an episode a while ago about what the hell is Meta Verified. And at first, they promised reach and engagement as one of the things. They took that away. So the only things you were left with was, like Dom said, access to customer service, fraud, identity fraud protection. I don't know how they do that, but I guess obviously now with the check mark, it's easier because you do have to submit your ID. And then what else was the other thing? I don't know. There's really not much benefit to it. It's more of just to literally prove that you are who you are. So
That's really seems like that's basically all it is now, is just, this is actually Vic. This is the Stump Shop. Right, because I guess nobody could, like, somebody could go get the stump shop, you know, underscore or something like that, yes. Right? But for them to be verified, they would have to provide a picture. So then obviously, you know, their picture is in their profile picture. So people would know this is not really Victor. This is whoever this guy is.
Hold on, though. Now that you say that, I just thought about this. What if someone opens up the stump shop underscore one or whatever, right? Like, yeah. You know, we've all had those. And then they go and they verify it using their own real name and last name.
Well, but then it's a different.
Now the stump shop underscore one is verified.
Yes, but it's John Smith with a picture of another guy. So people will know that it's not you. Right. Yeah. Like they can't have your name. Like, you know how accounts want to like pretend they're you and they use your name and your picture. They won't be able to do that. Right. They
can't do that. That's right. Yeah, that's true. Excuse me, man. Dom and I recorded earlier before this episode a very special video that's not going to be available on our podcast. You're going to actually have to go over to, you know, we're not going to mention this episode because I want to get some, what's it called? Permission that we're even allowed to talk about it first. But Dom and I are working on some other things on the side, and we recorded a video before this podcast. So the reason I'm saying that is now that I'm verified, I need my beauty nap. Okay. I get tired easily. I need to go to bed. I need someone to feed me grapes. And then I slowly want to, you know, fall asleep.
So I'm still interested in this though. I know it's only been a week, not even, but you've seen zero change, like in your engagement and gaining followers, nothing.
So in fact, it's a funny thing because yes. So I posted two reels since I've been verified, and one of them, both of them performed exactly like all my other reels. I'm not going to lie to you.
Yeah.
Except one of them. Oh, now this number just blows me away and it screams fake account to other people, which is why it bothers me so much. Because you know how you first open up a page, you see a big number, you check their numbers to see if it's real. I have 144,000 followers and my posts have six comments.
Yeah.
Six comments. Another one with six comments. This one has 21, 36 comments, 14 comments. And I always look at comments because it's kind of a good way to gauge whether people are actually engaging with your feed. And that it just kills me, man. Like, I don't know what's happening these days.
It's like, funny that you bring that up because I've noticed that too in the last like week or so that my comments have like dropped to, like you say, like six.
Even the one that I said has six comments, it had over 30,000 views. Yeah. So that just goes back to me. I have to realize like maybe my content is starting to dry out or it's boring or it's shit. And people used to engage before with the same. That's why like it's hard for me because if I put out a video and it gets no engagement, no comments, then I'll be like, okay, no problem. That's cool. Now that I know, I'll switch it up and come back with something different. But these are the same types of videos that on other days will get dozens, sometimes hundreds of comments. So I'm like, what's going on here, man? Like, isn't that weird? Like,
but you know what I've been finding too with a lot of my recent videos is that the people that historically, you know, follow along and comment like our friend group, right? I'm going to say it's like our group of like Instagram friends that have they're not seeing my stuff. It's like Instagram is not showing it to them.
So that's why they're not. Right?
So like if I go in and look at my likes, which is easy now, cause I'm not even getting 200 likes on a post on a lot.
That's another thing, man. That's crazy.
Right? And I'll go in and look, you know how it shows you, it sorts them by the people that you're following all come up first, right?
Before are usually shows, first. That's right.
Like my list, say I got 200 likes on a post. Like maybe 15 or 20 of them might be those people. And then the rest are all people I don't know.
Yeah. So they're right? not getting circulated.
They're not the people that would typically comment on my posts, right? Like my typically you get comments from the people that you interact with, but those people don't seem to be seeing them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good point. I guess they're not going to be able. So it's not like they're doing it on purpose. It's not like they see it, but don't comment. Yeah. It's just not being fed to them. Right.
Yeah.
But since I got the verification, I was hoping maybe like, all right, I know they said that they took away the reach, but then I also saw some stories not that long ago saying, one specifically said, I wonder if you can tell the date I got my checkmark. And then boom, they showed their insights and it was through the roof. So I was thinking in my head, I'm like, okay, maybe there is something to this. And then no. So for me, the two that I've posted since my checkmark haven't done much. My story views maybe went up like a little bit by a couple hundred views, but that's also it fluctuates all the time, right? So I can't quite attribute that to the checkmark, you know?
The problem too is there's too many variables to confidently say this is the reason for something.
Yeah, absolutely. Right?
There's so, like, you just don't know. You could have one, you know, pop off one day and it's just coincidentally the day that you get the check mark. And now, you know, you think that the check mark is the reason why it happened, but maybe not.
It's the same as boosting posts, right? Like, hey, suddenly it popped off. That must be the reason. And maybe that would have popped off even if you didn't boost one or vice versa, right? It might end up being shit. So
I have another question. I know you have some stuff that people sent in that we want to get to, but I have one more question specifically for you before we move on from you specifically. Do you feel now that that you've signed up for it, that you have to keep it because you have this fear that if you unsubscribe, like Insta's just going to punish you for unsubscribing?
I don't, to be honest. Like, I never even thought of that until you just mentioned it. If I want to unsubscribe from it, I don't think if I was on like a streak where I'm banging out followers and my videos are getting, you know, hundreds of thousands of views, then I would be more comfortable in saying like I'm keeping it because look what's happened. If I take it away now, like what am I going to get? Instead of 6 comments, I'm going to get 3. Like, who gives a shit, right? Like I don't think they could punish me anymore.
That's true. How could they punish you anymore? That's true.
It's like I already have D minuses and I'm in the principal's office every day. So what else can they do to me? I guess expel me or?
Yeah.
I don't know. For me, it's going to come down to, is it just more of like a status thing? It may be, but it's also like I do appreciate the whole like I can't have fake accounts because we've had tons of those. I've had tons of those. People will send me, you know, look, this guy's imitating you and stuff. So that side of it, you know, I'm excited about that they can't do that. But I don't know. I don't really give a shit anymore now that like almost half the people that I follow have the check mark. You know what I mean? Like, it's now that when I'm talking to, you know, looking through comments or something, there's so many of them where it really has kind of taken away that appeal. I don't know, $20. It's $19.99 a month, by the way, in Canada.
It's adjusted for the exchange. Yeah.
With the price difference, it's $19.99 a month. So, you know, that's over $200 a year.
Plus tax, or is that like it's $19.99?
I think it's $19.99. So obviously, you know, if you're doing your taxes properly, you write that off as a business expense. Yeah. But still, it's $20 a month. Like, for what? For what? Yeah. Like, I know for me, it's a business and it's my life. It's, you know, a part of my livelihood is my social channels and it's a status thing. But that's like $20 a month. You cancel other subscriptions when it's $10 a month because you're like, fuck that. I'm not paying that. So now I'm going to keep this going. I don't know how long it's going to go for, man. We'll see
because you know what? I have at first when it first came out in the US, I noticed a lot of people, they were all starting to pop up, right? But then it kind of like leveled off. So I think like whoever was going to sign up for it, signed up for it. And everybody else. And there's a lot of big accounts that didn't sign up for it.
Yeah, I noticed that too, man. So, yeah. I don't know. I think a part of it still, like, I'm not going to lie, is that cool factor. Like, hey, look, I have a blue check mark, even though now, like, everyone knows you can buy that service. But
is it still, like, is it still cool, though? Like,
I don't know. Is it, like, you're talking to someone that has it and you don't know. Like, is it cool?
I don't know. Like, it made
me cool, though.
Wow. That's a whole entirely different episode, but.
No, no, no. I want to hear.
I don't know. I feel like
cool. Fuck. Answer the question.
When everybody can have it so easily, I don't know. It's just like, it makes me want it less.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know what to say. What kind of responses did you get from other people?
Actually, that's funny because, look, I just, as I'm flipping through our other channels, I have two or three Instagram accounts. Hey, get a on my other account. I don't have it. Get a verified badge. Subscribe to Meta Verified and get a verified badge through enhanced verification with a government ID. As if they're not listening to every single word we say. Yeah. Suddenly now they're offering it to me. Fuck. So I asked people on our feed that have had it for a while what their thoughts are. And we got a couple of answers here. So TH_custom_woodwork. I actually reached out to him earlier today because he was able to keep his handle. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's not his first and last name. And he still got the verified check mark. So
his name is not on there?
Let me see if I go to his page. So his name is on there, his first and last name, but in the messages, it's still his handle. You know what I mean? Because now when you message me, it's my first and last name, right? Like, and I can't change that.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, like when I message you, it doesn't say the Stump Shop. It's going to be my first and last name, I think.
No, I don't think so. I think when I get I'm going to check right now, but I think it still says the Stump Shop.
Does it?
I'm pretty sure. Hang on. No. But anyway, it says your name, yeah.
That's what I mean, right? So I knew it said your first and last name. So this guy was able to keep his handle there. But anyways, he says he just got lucky. I guess it slipped through the cracks, but he was able to keep his handle.
Yeah.
Anyways, he says so far no benefits, but it's only been 3 days, so we will see. It's like my information, right? It's only been a week old, so we don't have much data yet. We'll do another episode following up maybe in a few months, but
yeah.
DSL Woodworks. I don't know how this can happen, but it says it denied me.
What?
Yeah. How do you get denied? Like maybe he doesn't
there was
have
a problem with his picture or something.
That's funny. Yeah. Maybe shoot us a message. Tell me how it denied you. Or is there still an option to try to get yourself verified the old way? Like for actual celebrities?
That's a good question. I don't know.
Temi.
You still have a problem with that.
How do you say that one again?
Temecula.
Temecula Yard Games says, I see no change. Well, then you're in the same boat I am. Tin Hacker says, I know who I am. Well, then then you don't have to get the check.
Good answer.
I like that. JD Woodworking says, tell Dom all I wear are Crocs.
Oh, tell John that I'm unfollowing him right now.
What if he's verified, though? You don't want to lose a verified
I can follow. Just follow him back whenever I want.
That's true, too. So Jeff Mack, this is an interesting one because obviously he's got a big social following. But Ooh. He says Jeff Mack Designs.
Never heard of him.
No, he's this guy up in Canada somewhere.
No.
Well, this is probably why you've never heard of him, because he hasn't signed up for the checkmark, right?
Oh, probably, yeah.
That's probably it. Probably so as soon why. As you sign up for it, one of the things is it notifies Dom. I've not signed up. As soon as they took away more reach, I bailed. Yeah. See, that's a big part of it, man. That
yeah, I agree.
Awesome.
I was very excited about it up until they took it away, and then it became like, nah. But I understand why they took it away, because then you're paying for reach, and then like it kills everybody else.
That's right. Right. And not only that, but then everyone starts paying for it. Yeah. Now we're all at that same pace.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
It's you're like, back to the start. Everybody's back to, yeah.
It's like if you're in a 100-meter race against 8 people and you're all doing steroids, then you might as well none of you be doing steroids, right? Like you're all going to, it's all the same, right?
Hey, that made me think of, for some reason, did you see Masseri put out a video probably last week, like about the algorithm and how it works? Yeah. And is it just me or did that, like that thing was like 10 or 12 minutes long. He gave no answers. It's all like bullshit. It's like all like walking around the topic without really saying anything.
You know what? You know what's funny you say that? In our stories, because I reposted I swear to God, I was going to put in there 10 minutes of nothing. That's what I was going to say. And then I was like, I'll just say, hey, watch this guy. It was 10 minutes of saying nothing.
Don't try and tell me that you gave any information there whatsoever about how the thing actually works.
Like, exactly. None of that. And that's still bullshit what he says, that they won't ban you. I think that's all bullshit. Like these are the things he has to say. And then what actually happens behind the scenes is way different than that. But Mortimer_workshop. I also agree with this. You shouldn't really have to pay for these things.
Another thing I said, like in a previous episode when this, you know, first got news that this was happening, that like when in history have you ever had to pay a company to give you customer service?
That's what I'm saying. Like,
it's
insane.
Unheard of. It's the stupidest thing ever. But like people are so addicted to it. And I mean, us included.
Yeah,
absolutely. That you're willing to do it. But
I know.
Like, think about you go to Home Depot to buy whatever, some kind of tool, and then there's something wrong with the tool, and you go back to get it some kind of customer service, and they tell you, no, hang on, you have to pay us to be able to get customer service.
Yeah, or someone ripped off my account. So you go to the bank, and they say, you didn't pay for fraud protection, so you're out of luck. Like, fuck, fix my problem before I, you know.
Yeah.
Got a little excited there, you know.
This guy's threatening the bank.
I'm gonna fucking hop this counter over. I'm coming on that side, Mr. Teller, Miss Teller, watch out.
My bank also got all fancy, eh? They move.
They have those pods.
Yeah, you like have to sit at somebody's desk, like here.
Oh, okay.
Right, like they have like desks throughout the branch, and like
yeah
I don't know why they have so many, because every time I ever go there and I gotta go, there's like one person sitting at one of the desks and the rest are all empty.
Yeah.
And then the other like dumb, like I don't know why I'm complaining about banks, but they moved to this new location, fancy new location. They put one ATM machine in this bank. One.
Well, they must have did it statistically. Like maybe the usage of ATMs are declining, because who the hell needs cash anymore?
Yeah, but they don't want people in. Like they want you to use the ATM. Like why would you put one ATM?
Yeah. What do? You still go and update your monthly book? Like
no,
you slide it in.
That.
It's like.
I don't have that.
And then you're waiting like 12 minutes for your book to update, and you're stuck behind the old granny that's updating fucking her last 6 months of her transactions. Fuck. What the hell, man?
I only go inside if it's absolutely necessary. But
yeah, the last two times I've been in a bank were both because the brands I worked with sent me American checks and I had to go deposit it in the bank. And yeah, it's another one of those things that like I just realized I don't need to do anymore is like go to a bank. Like everything can be done online and blah, blah, blah. Anyways, wow, we digressed. And apparently the last 10 minutes have been about banks. But Mortimer's workshop also goes on to say, hey, this is interesting. I have 160% engagement increase and no bots are liking my stories now. It seems okay, but probably won't last. You know what? That's interesting that he says that. You notice lately when you check who liked your stories, for me, the first like two or three are fake accounts that don't even follow me. I hate that shit. So they go into my stories, like it, and leave.
I guess because that's probably doing that for like thousands and thousands of profiles.
Yeah.
Right.
Anyways, yeah. So that if in fact that check mark helps with that, then that would be a cool feature. And then JD Woodworking, after telling you he wears Crocs, he went on to say, I haven't really noticed any benefits yet. And then Minecraft's MN says it's a status symbol. If it means that much to you, go for it. But will it make you happy? I don't
know. Will it? Has it made you happy?
I'm super happy, man. Yeah. I don't know if it's the check mark that's made me happy or this beverage, but I am just something super happy. Yeah, something has.
It is. It's like the modern day equivalent of Flavor Flav's big clock that he used to wear on his around his neck. Remember that guy?
Yeah, of course I do. Do I remember him? Yeah, so that's the few people. Once again, I was late to put out the story. So the few people that answered it had a little bit of insight there. And that's it. Yeah, so I don't know. I think maybe we should do another episode about this when we have some more stats. Maybe when you get your check mark, we'll do like we'll wait a month or two and see if it actually, if it helps, right? But it also doesn't help that I've been posting like, you know, once or twice a week. It's hard to judge based off that. But hey, Mark did it here. I see our old partner Mark has his check mark, but he didn't give us any. I guess his is also very new too. Maybe he just doesn't have anything to say. But when I did talk to him privately, in a text message after getting it, he says he was able to pass a certain number of followers for the first time in months after getting the check mark. So maybe it helped him, give him that little boost
Boost, yeah.
Yeah. That's it. That's about it, man. It's, short and sweet because we don't really have much to talk about. Do you have anything else?
That's it. I got nothing else to say.
Nothing. Well, then don't call me until you have that blue check mark. Otherwise, you have to go through my agents.
It's not up to me. It's up to Instagram. Talk to Instagram.
So you're sure, Like you go to your settings, there's no meta verified. Yeah,
it's nothing there yet. I check like every day because I'm like, I don't even want it that bad. I'm just more upset that why don't I have it?
Yeah.
What if I do want it?
It was like the channels. Like I was so excited to get my channel. Then I set it up immediately. I was all active on it for like the first 45 minutes. And then I haven't even opened my channel in like 2 weeks. You know? I still owe someone a t-shirt from that channel, and
that's all right. Mark still owes Amber the sign we made on the road trip in 2019.
Remember that? We literally made it on the side of a highway. That was amazing. What were we saying? I don't know. All right.
That's all.
Thanks for tuning in, guys, and we'll see you next week on the For the Gram podcast.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun. Ciao.